Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Business Law from Barron's. Business Review by Robert W. Emerson, J.D. is a practical overview of the legal concepts that shape everyday business decisions. Written for readers who want clarity rather than courtroom drama, it surveys the rules that govern business formation, contracts, sales, credit, employment, and dispute resolution. The Barron's Review format emphasizes organized coverage and test-ready reinforcement, making the book useful both for students and for professionals who need a structured refresher. Emerson approaches the subject as applied law, how rules affect risk, compliance, and strategy in real organizations. Instead of assuming a future lawyer audience, the text is oriented toward managers, entrepreneurs, and business majors who must understand legal consequences without getting lost in technical procedure. Expect clear definitions, concrete examples, and a focus on what you should be able to identify, analyze, and avoid in typical commercial situations. The result is a compact but wide-ranging guide to legal literacy in the business world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, foundations of the U.S. legal system and business regulation. A central theme in business law is knowing where rules come from and how they apply to a company in practice. This book frames the basic structure of U.S. law, distinguishing constitutions, statutes, administrative regulations, and case law, and explaining why courts and agencies can reach different outcomes even when addressing the same business behavior. Readers learn how jurisdiction, venue, and the hierarchy of courts influence what law controls a dispute. The text also emphasizes that many business obligations arise from regulatory agencies, not just legislatures, so compliance requires tracking rules issued and enforced by entities such as labor, consumer protection, securities, and environmental regulators. Another core skill is reading legal issues as risk problems. Instead of memorizing abstract doctrine, you are pushed to spot when a situation triggers legal duties, which facts matter, and what documentation can reduce exposure. This foundation helps readers interpret later topics like contracts or employment through the right lens. Legal rules are both constraints and tools. Understanding the legal environment also supports better governance, budgeting for compliance, and building processes that prevent disputes before they start. Secondly, contracts as the backbone of business relationships. Contracts are the most common legal instrument in business, and the book treats them as the language of commercial trust. It covers how enforceable agreements are formed, focusing on offer, acceptance, consideration, and the intent to create legal obligations. Readers are guided to recognize typical pitfalls, unclear terms, missing essential elements, and assumptions about informal promises. The discussion highlights how contract terms allocate risk through warranties, limitations of liability, indemnification, and dispute resolution clauses. It also explains defenses and doctrines that can make a contract unenforceable or adjustable, such as misrepresentation, mistake, duress, unconscionability, and incapacity. Performance problems receive practical attention, including breach, remedies, and damages, plus equitable tools like injunctions in appropriate circumstances. Another valuable area is how contract interpretation works when language is ambiguous and how courts may consider course of dealing, trade usage, and the conduct of the parties. For business readers, the takeaway is operational, good contract practices, protect revenue, clarify responsibilities, and reduce costly misunderstandings. Understanding contract law also improves negotiation because it helps you identify which provisions actually matter when something goes wrong. Thirdly, sales, the UCC, and commercial transactions, modern commerce depends on predictable rules for buying and selling goods, and the book introduces the role of the Uniform Commercial Code in standardizing many transaction principles across states. Readers learn how sales contracts can differ from general contract rules, especially in areas like offer and acceptance in ongoing business dealings, contract modifications, and the handling of open terms. The text explains key concepts such as title and risk of loss, which become critical when shipments are damaged, delayed, or disputed. It also addresses warranties and product quality responsibilities, including express warranties and implied protections tied to merchantability and fitness for a particular purpose. This topic naturally connects to consumer protection and product liability concerns, showing how legal exposure can arise from marketing statements, labeling, and safety expectations. The book also examines remedies for buyers and sellers, such as rejection, revocation of acceptance, cover, and damages calculations, translating doctrine into what a business should do when a transaction fails. For readers working in procurement, operations, or retail, these principles help structure purchase orders, delivery terms, and return policies. Overall, the UCC framework offers a practical toolkit for managing transaction risk and keeping supply chains legally stable. Fourthly, business organizations, authority, and corporate governance. Choosing and running a business entity is as much a legal decision as a financial one. And the book outlines the major forms, sole proprietorships, partnerships, corporations, and limited liability companies. It explains how entity selection affects liability exposure, taxation basics at a high level, management control, and the ability to raise capital. Beyond formation, the text emphasizes authority and agency principles, how businesses act through owners, officers, employees, and agents, and when the company is bound by their actions. Understanding actual authority, apparent authority, and ratification helps prevent unintended commitments and strengthens internal controls. Governance topics include fiduciary duties, the role of boards and managers, and common conflicts between owners and decision makers. The book also addresses how entities handle change, such as admitting new partners, issuing shares, mergers, dissolution, and winding up. These rules matter for entrepreneurs and managers because they shape day-to-day decision-making, reporting, and accountability. Good governance reduces litigation risk, supports investor confidence, and keeps a company aligned with its mission. This section connects legal structure to real operational consequences, showing that organizational law is a strategic foundation rather than paperwork. Lastly, employment law, ethics, and dispute resolution in the workplace. People-related issues create some of the most frequent and expensive business conflicts, and the book highlights legal responsibilities tied to hiring, managing, and ending employment relationships. It introduces key themes such as workplace discrimination, harassment prevention, wage and hour compliance, employee classification, and privacy concerns. Readers learn why documentation, consistent policies, and training are not merely HR preferences but legal safeguards. The text also considers the balance between employer interests and employee rights, including issues around discipline, termination, and the boundaries of at-will employment where applicable. Another practical focus is how businesses manage disputes without destroying relationships or budgets. The book discusses negotiation, mediation, arbitration, and litigation as escalating options, clarifying when each approach is commonly used and what trade-offs it brings in cost, speed, confidentiality, and control. Ethics intersects with compliance throughout, encouraging readers to see how poor ethical choices often become legal problems, reputational damage, or both. For managers, the value is prevention and readiness. Understand the rules, build fair processes, and respond quickly when problems arise. This topic equips readers to protect employees while also protecting the enterprise. In conclusion, this book is best suited for business students preparing for exams, MBA learners who need a structured legal foundation, and working professionals such as managers, entrepreneurs, sales leaders, and HR practitioners who want to make safer decisions without becoming lawyers. It benefits readers by building legal literacy that translates into fewer preventable disputes, clearer contracts, smarter vendor and customer terms, and better internal policies. When you can spot legal issues early, you can budget and plan rather than react, which saves time, money, and reputational harm. Compared with heavier casebook-style texts aimed at law students, this Barron's Guide is more efficient. It focuses on the concepts and applications most relevant to business settings and presents them in a review-oriented format that supports learning and recall. It also stands out from many simplified online summaries by offering a coherent, end-to-end map of the business law landscape, connecting topics like agency, contracts, sales, and employment into a single practical framework. If you want a compact reference and a disciplined study tool that improves decision-making, it is worth buying and keeping close at hand. If you would like to support Robert W. Emerson, JD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.